President Obama came into office promising us hope and change. But I read in the Bible of a hope and when we're going to be changed.
Amen.
Just like Helen, when she went up, she didn't go in that frail little body that we watched her get around this church in. You know, that's the hope and change that we all look forward to. In Lamentations, it talks about a little bit about our faithfulness and our hope. Lament and hope in the third chapter of Lamentations. And in verse 23 it says, they are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore will I hope in him. The Lord is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seeketh him. It is good that a man should be both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. And that's the good news. You read in the newspaper every day all the bad news, and then we hear some news that one of Alice's friends' husband had a heart attack, and he's the same age as us. It brings you into the reality that this life is frail. And you're always looking for the good news. What's the good news? You know, and the good news, this what this song is going to bring unto us, is our faithfulness or our hope in Jesus Christ will bring us our good news. This is called the good news. It may be on the TV or on the telephone or even in a hospital room. The voice is somewhat shaky and kind of low, and suddenly you feel a sense of gloom. There's good news and there's bad news, so where shall I begin? I know that the good news is always at the end. And the good news is that our hope's not in this life. There's a world that's far more real than what we know. When it seems there's no miracle waiting to open wide, I know that God is in control. I know that God is in control. We hear it said so often that God has a plan. It's written in His Word very clear. His plan stands firm forever, and we easily forget. Sometimes our hearts are gripped with fear. So we're looking for the good news to replace the bad we've heard. If you have a moment, let me tell you what I've learned. The good news is that our hope's not in this life. There's a world that's far more real than what we know. When it seems there's no miracle waiting to open wide, I know that God is in control. I know that God is in control. And the good news is that our hope's not in this life. There's a world that's far more real than what we know. When it seems there's no miracle waiting to open wide, I know that God is in control. I know that God is in control. Remember now.